Early morning in Kiserian, a town 30 kilometers from Nairobi. The Lotuno family go about their daily chores with their matriarch Hannah checking on the health of her flock.
I wake up as early as 5 a.m. to tend to the cattle before they're taken out to pasture. I then check on the sheep's health, and I tend to the sickly ones. For them to be productive, they need lots of water.
Kiserian is dominated by Maasai cattle herders. During dry spells, they must go far to find enough water and pasture for their animals. Anthony Perkay is a community organizer who says lack of water is a major issue.
We experience a lot of problems because we depend on livestock in our livelihood. So when this drought, our cattle die as a result of this no water. And this area where we live is Kajiado County. We experience a lot of drought during the year as a result of climate change.
But the problem now has a solution, the fog catcher. Professor Bansi Mati from the Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology developed her variation of the device last year. The fog collectors look like tall volleyball nets slung between two poles, but they are made of a polypropylene or polyethylene mesh that is especially efficient at capturing water droplets. When the fog rolls in, the tiny droplets of water cling to the mesh, and as more and more cluster together, they drip into a gutter below that channels the water to a water tank.
Fog is water, but very few people treat it as water because fog is a cloud that is touching the ground and is more droplets of water. The need to collect fog is because fog season follows the rainy season. So the foggy season, that water, instead of letting it go to waste, it is possible to do equipment which will collect fog. And the good news is that same equipment collects rainwater quite well.
Daniel Lotuno's fog collector was installed on his homestead in April. He says he does not regret spending the $850 for it.
When there is fog or some rain, there are some water that we collect. Definitely this shows that we get some water. Because when it was raining or there is fog, we still have to go to our fetching areas. But now, since there is a fog collection, then we have water.
And for the Lotunos and other Kiserian families, that water captured by this revolutionary device is making a major impact on daily life. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Kiserian, Kenya.